This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Yeah, I don't like, you just don't call and complain. I don't mind you complaining. I actually think complaining is a good thing and it's a healthy thing. It's just not if you're doing it 24/7, just shut up. Go complain to yourself. If you don't have some kind of solution for it or a way to work at it or work out of it, then don't bother. Because all you're doing is moving them out. You know what I'm saying? Head up to the website, realside.com. You can do a lot up there. One of them is give me your money. I just want to sound like everybody else anyway. There's a donation button up there. Feel free to use it. Press on it. I'm not looking for big bucks. Every little bit helps because social media has taken such a dent out of the revenue services for a lot of the smaller conservative commentators. That's the best way to put it, right? And then if you head up to the website, go ahead and give me your email address, too, because we send out a weekly email. We'll let you know what's going on and the kind of things that are happening, and we'd love for you to, you know, look at some of the stuff that we're selling. I think you really are going to enjoy it. All right. I've been waiting to get this for a while. And this story's a little older, but the reason I pulled this one in particular back up is because there's been a little rash of these kind of things going on. And I've got four or five stories that fall right in line with this, and I will never understand this. So a group... Ready for this one? A group of pastors came together to give blessings to sanctify a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Washington, D.C. Now, religious leaders representing more than 20 groups, in other words, 20 different faiths, participated in the ceremony inside the new mega facility, right? Yeah, they just crank out abortions. Does that sound appealing or exciting? Why do you need a mega facility for baby killing in D.C., I wonder? The new clinic, well, the new abortion facility, is located next to Two Rivers Public Charter School. It's a sought-after elementary school in D.C., much to the outrage of pro-lifers and parents, next to a school. In almost every message to our staff, I talk about our doing our sacred work, said Dr. Laura Myers, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood. Right? Think about this. In every message I send to our staff, I talk about our doing sacred work. What is sacred? That's the other thing I find amazing. I can't get a Dem, or I shouldn't say this. I can't get a hardcore liberal who is 100% behind abortion to call me. I talk about doing our sacred work. Dr. Laura Myers, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the metropolitan Washington area. She says, this confirms, this being the event, confirms the sacredness of the work that we do. She said that pro-lifers tried to separate those of us working on our supporting the right of women to choose from a sense of deep spirituality. So today, there was a shift in that narrative. Now, she thinks because 20 pastors came up, it lends validity to what she's doing. Well, Jimmy Jones was a pastor, and there were a boatload of pastors behind him, and look what happened there. That's one of many, obviously. Before the ceremony kicked off, religious leaders gathered upstairs for their own prayer cycle, led by Rabbi Michael Namath. The program director of the Religious Action Center of Reformed Judaism called upon their obligation to the world to make it whole and holy. How do you make it whole? By killing babies, I don't know. Then the formal event began, featuring leaders from different Christian denominations, a rabbi, abortion providers, a Planned Parenthood patient, Hindu priest, an imam, who came in over Skype, modern technology, visual art, and the liturgical dance. The tongue is not working with the mouth. I can't get it out. They'll have to figure it out on their own. Anyway, here's what I love about this. All these leaders came together, right, to bless the facility for it doing the sacred work it does. Since when does a God who values life so much, right? So since when does God who values life going to rejoice and celebrate and give you little gold stars for killing life, for taking a life? I'm just curious. And I always love to, when you talk to these people, I always love the same thing. Well, the people couldn't afford to have it. It's a bad neighborhood. It's a bad area. The child would have a terrible life. And it has no life when you take it. And on top of that, why can't you put it up for adoption to somebody who might give it a great life? You know, you hear more and more and more about the pedophilia that runs rampant in D.C. and in Hollywood and what have you. And we're still out trucking to the movies. We're still out spending 3 hours in the movie line, aren't we? Right, helping them all go at it, giving them more money so they have more money to do the nasty things they do. But we're okay because, you know, we're not doing it. We're just seeing the movies. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Believing that Pastor Haig will join us after the break. I got a lot more of this I want to get through. You listen to Real Time.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
That's right. It's a fact. Especially if I say it. I'm Joe Vasini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And look, I know some of you guys, I get emails from you afterward about nights like tonight, with some of the topics I spend almost an hour on. There's never an intent to spend the whole hour on it. It just goes down that road. But, I mean, seriously, some of this stuff is so crazy, just so hard to wrap my mind around. If you were listening in the first segment, we were talking about the new Planned Parenthood abortion clinic that was opened up in D.C. a while back, but the fact that there were a bunch of pastors there that called it God's sacred work, a God that loves life, a God that cherishes life so much, and yet we think, in our warped little minds, we think by stopping life, that's somehow sacred to God? And, you know, if I've been pounding on pretty much for the last couple of months, is what have we done to our kids when we've led them down the road of believing that these kind of things are normal and natural? You know, the woman that's running the clinic, the abortion clinic, she said this is a natural, this is the whole natural program when it comes to pregnancy. In another story. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, pregnancy is going from the conception of life, being in that place where it's safe to grow and mature, and then being born to life. Not being halted anywhere along the way. So it's just, again, we're just, let me bring him on. Maybe he can talk me off the ceiling. Pastor David Egg joins me as he does frequently now. I always enjoy his time with me. And, Pastor, thanks for being with me.
You bet, Joe. It's always always fun, and I learn from you, and hopefully your listeners are learning as well.
Well, I do appreciate that. Yeah, I hit these stories in clumps, and it just drives me out of my mind because it's deeper. It is so much deeper than 20 pastors coming together and trying to give their blessing to an abortion clinic. It's so much deeper, and I know the Church of England's a little different, but the Church of England now is breaking ground all over the place, and now they have a new... I don't know if there's a new Bible or a new book that came out that maybe I missed. You know, you're into this, and the Church of England now says, they've introduced a new baptism so that they can re-baptize you in your new gender that you have chosen or feel that you are. So between that and honoring abortion clinics, what's happened to us?
Well, first of all, you know, you're saying there were pastors at this thing. I actually read the article, and you're right. There were some pastors, but there was an imam or two. There were some rabbis. Mm-hmm. So this really, the blessing of this new abortion clinic really was a... You know, it was a group of religious leaders, all of whom come from a tradition that has gone away from the Bible as the inspired, inerrant, preserved Word of God and the final rule, final authority in all things. Same thing can be said for the particular branch of the Church of England that's doing this baptism. You know, originally the Church of England had what they called 39 articles. And you know, during the time of the Reformation, they were one of the Reformation denominations who broke away from the Roman Catholic Church. Actually, Henry VIII helped them. And those 39 articles, if you were to read them right now, they're very biblical. They're very conservative. But over time, you have what's called organizational drift. And all, you know, companies go through it, universities go through it, and denominations, churches go through it if they're not tied to something. If a church decides that the most important thing for us is to be relevant to our society, they will leave off holding firmly to the truth of the Bible to follow the wave or the wind of culture, and that's exactly what you see happening here. One thing I'd like to make your listeners aware of in terms of abortion, you know, there's a lot of talk today about the African Americans that go back into the slavery idea and how horrible that was. Imagine somebody, one person, having the right over another person's life. Well, the fact of the matter is that's exactly what abortion is. And someday we're going to look back, hopefully, and say, you know what, abortion was slavery, where you have a mom, someone now has the absolute right of death over another person. And make no mistake, there is absolutely no biological evidence to countervene the idea that personhood begins at conception. There's a beating heart. There's all the DNA. It's alive. It's not dead. It's not a non-viable tissue mass. And so if you really think about it, abortion is slavery. Someone has the right of life and death over another person. And hopefully someday we'll wake up to that.
Yeah, I keep looking at this and wonder, what are we teaching now? To your point,
When you talk about religious leaders, a lot of our young people, a lot of people today are looking at this, and you look at the picture and you read the article, and many, you and I could probably find 100 of these type of articles. This is their perception now of what Christianity is about. This is their perception of what God is about, and how life evolves. And now you know, we're in the 20th century, and with the advent of now smartphones and all, there's so many things we don't need anymore. So you're looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, things have become so impersonal. That's what makes this so easy, right? We're not, the relationships are by phone. My friends are on Facebook. It's a whole different animal, isn't it?
Well, I think we all understand that we live, everybody is built to live for pleasure. I mean, neurologists, sociologists will tell us, one of the old maxims of human living is that we always choose according to our best interest. We choose what we want. Even if we're on a diet and we choose not to eat, we're choosing not to eat because what we really want is to lose weight. And so you've always had in humanity different ways to stimulate that pleasure center. And some things that stimulate it are righteous, are good, are satisfying. Other things are like drinking salt water. It doesn't satisfy, but it causes you to want more. And right now, we'll say the youth, but there are a lot of, you know, everybody from 12 up to 35 and maybe even beyond, they're absolutely tied to an external stimulus called texting and social media. And almost all the messages that are coming are negative. And they're stimulated. They have this called FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. And so they'll be in line at Starbucks or anywhere, and they'll be on their phones texting, reading, hearing. They just are afraid they're going to miss something. And the latest...
All right, well, hold that thought. You know how that works. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure. Pastor Hague will be with me after the break. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump says, not so fast, Nancy. The president pulling the plug on Nancy Pelosi. The House Speaker set to head out on a foreign trip with a congressional delegation. But the president pulling the military aircraft scheduled to transport the group because of the partial government shutdown. In a letter, the president writes to Pelosi, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate, the president writes. Now, earlier this week, Pelosi requesting that President Trump's annual State of the Union address, scheduled for January 29th, be delayed until the partial government shutdown, now in week 4, is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You are some messed up white people.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
We are back.
I love it from the USA.
And yes, my baby was American made, and you keep that clean. I'm just saying, we're all American made around here. I keep telling you guys to buy American made, and that's not to put down, that's not my nationalism talking, but here's the deal. I want unemployment, the unemployment rate to stay low in this country. I want people working in this country. I want my neighbor to have his job and keep his job. That's why I say buy American made. Not because I don't want you to buy from something made in Taiwan or China or wherever. So don't keep your cards and letters or your emails. It shows you how old I am. Keep your emails to yourself, okay? Because it's not what I meant. If you don't know my heart, then maybe you shouldn't be listening to the show. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always do appreciate your time with us. Again, if you head up to the website, there's a bunch of ways to make things happen. First, give me your email address, because I sure as heck want to send you out our email. I only send it out every week. I don't send it out every day, letting you know who's going to be in the show, kind of things we're going to be discussing. And yes, some of the things that we're selling. If you want, because social media has made it so tough, if you want to be part of the show, you want to know when we're coming on, sign up for our text blast. It's not a big deal. You can stop it at any time. So you just simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Don't do it while you're driving, okay? Pastor David Haig joins me. He's a pastor of a larger Christian church in the northern Los Angeles County. So if you're ever out this way, we have his information up on our website. Feel free to visit. I'm sure he'd love to have you. Pastor, thanks for being with me.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right.
So you know, as I was saying before the break, can I just, you know.
Yeah, no, finish it. Go ahead. Yep.
Well, we have our teenagers and our college kids, a little older. They're like I was saying, it's FOMO. They call it fear of missing out. And so they are tethered to social media, to texts, to voicemails, to emails, to the news, And most of what they're getting is, it causes anxiety. It's angst. And they can't disconnect from it. It's like being addicted to a drug almost, because it's killing them, but they want more and more and more of it. And they can't disconnect. And it causes an incredible amount of pressure on these kids. And then they look around them and they see disease and terrorism. They see their parents breaking up. They see the politicians on the national scene being horrible to each other. They see financial downturn or upturn. They don't know. It depends what you read. And what we find is they end up thinking there's no hope in this world. And then when they look to the greater world of religion, as we mentioned before in the break, you've got religious leaders that are calling evil good and saying, yes, let's make it really good and sacred work to allow women to kill their babies before they're born. And what we're doing is we're poisoning our society. And so, you know, what's the answer? Well, I still think the answer is biblical Christianity. Where in Philippians it tells us we should live in a manner worthy of the gospel. We've got to lead with our lives. We've got to lead with a life that is courageous for truth, but is gracious, is loving, that loves his neighbor, does to others as we want them to do to me. We've got to get back to some basic human kindness, because that's what Jesus Christ taught. That's what he lived. And too many of his so-called followers have forsaken that. And I understand that. And at our church, we're desperately trying to teach people to live in a manner that's worthy of Christ.
You know, you know me. I'm talking to a lot of people about what they're hearing at church, what they're learning at church, and what's going on. And recently I spoke to a young man whose brother had an abortion. Christian family. I've known them for years. And he was saying that they didn't believe that God wanted them to bring this baby up in a household where the mom was a drug addict and daddy couldn't hold a job, and his brother. And I'm thinking to myself, well, but the life was a life, was it not? And he just looked at me and he said, yeah, but God doesn't want that child in that kind of situation. I go, yeah, but a life is a life. And what is your God powerless? Yeah. I don't understand. I'm confused.
Well, you're not confused. You know exactly that what they're talking about is a crazy argument, because you can point to any number of books that have been written and documentaries that have been done about people who were in just that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they came into this world and they live productive lives now. If we've got to stop using an excuse, the parents' weaknesses should be paid for by the children. I mean, what kind of society does that? What kind of society kills the kids because the parents aren't doing what they should be doing? And, you know, we foster in our church. We have a huge group of people who are fostering, and they're raising these crack babies in their homes, fostering to adopt. And they adopt them, and they give those kids a meaningful place to live. And those lives are preserved because it's the right thing to do. In ethics, there's two areas. There's deontology and there's consequentialism. I know those are big words. But in the area of ethics, consequentialism says, I'm going to make a decision based on what the consequence will be. Deontology says, I'm going to make a decision based on what is right. And we have become so much consequentialist in our society that we have a choice and we think, okay, what's going to be most convenient for me? What's going to be most pleasurable for me? And suddenly, the authority has become our selfishness. And America, with all of our money and our wealth and our, you know, all of our success, we have used it not to make our country better, but to basically feed our selfishness. And it's coming back to haunt us. But there's an answer. There's an answer. You die to self. You take up the cross of Jesus Christ and you follow him. And you live for him, and he lives through you for others. That's what we need more of.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we're so, I was taking some notes while you were talking, and I was thinking, you know, we have some of the highest, no, not some, we have the highest teenage suicide rate, I believe, in the world. I did an article about a week ago or 2 weeks ago about women who have abortions are 6 times more likely to commit suicide. So I don't know where the peace, I don't know why anybody isn't talking about this. Where's the peace after you take care of this quote-unquote problem, right? And
I you know, you and I kind of got together. I love your writings, and I love the fact that you're willing to be outspoken as a pastor. You're willing to be outspoken about issues that take place in the community, issues that we should be dealing with. And when I talk to a lot of my friends that go to different churches, the one thing I've never heard them say, or maybe they've never heard said, is how many pastors do you think are up there using the words, listen, abortion is wrong. Abortion is murder in the eyes of God, or death, or what have you. You don't have to be that cold about it. But how many are hitting some of the issues that have become so commonplace in life and shed the light on it that this is negative, this is wrong, this is not what God wants you to do? These aren't normal things being taught, are they?
No. And unfortunately, what happens, as I said in the first segment, the church becomes more enamored with attracting the culture than living an attractive life for the glory of God. And I know it's a hard line. We don't want to be idiots. We don't want to be those people who are just mad at everybody. But we've got to be able to tell the truth, simply because the truth is what sets people free. You know, talked about suicide. 47,000 people in America committed suicide in 2017. We don't have the full for 2018 yet, but it was up 33% since 1999. And there's an epidemic going on here, and it has to do with the hopelessness that people see. I counseled with a family friend of ours just 2 weeks ago. Their 25-year-old son went into the woods and hung himself. Why? Well, he didn't love anything in this life enough, neither did he think he was loved enough to find hope in this world. I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it is filled with hope.
I sit there. I got to tell you something. This word love that's thrown around, and you know what I mean by this. It's, we think we love our kids, or we're doing our kids a favor, or we're showing them we love them by letting them to do almost anything they want to do, listen to what they want to do, dress the way they want to do, hang around with the people they want to hang around with. We have forgotten that love is sometimes uncomfortable. Love is, I mean, God loves us. God loves us unimaginably. And there are things that we're supposed to do and not supposed to do. There are things that we do to please him and don't please him. So I get for asking a long-winded question. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. But I think people need to hear, love is not just saying yes all the time. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Pastor Haig after the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptide from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion things going on up there, but let me get back to the conversation because I so much enjoy it when I have the pastor on. Pastor David Hegg joins me, and you can find his writings and enjoy what he's written on. It's HeggThought.com, is it not?
Yes, that's right.
Wow, I got it right the first time. Hank thought, I usually don't do that, so that's a big deal. So, anyway, always a pleasure when you join me. Look, one of the things that parents have gotten, and I never heard my parents say this, not that they were perfect, but they never said, always the saying was, I'm not your friend, I'm your dad, or your mom, or whatever it is. And today it just seems like that's been flipped around. They want to be their friends, they want to have a good relationship with them, they don't want them to feel bad. Well, guess what? It's okay to feel bad once in a while about something you've done. And love is not always saying yes to your kids, is it?
No, I mean, in the biblical book of Hebrews in the New Testament, it says that God is a good dad. And whom he loves, he disciplines. This whole idea of discipline, I mean, I can guarantee you, everybody wants people to discipline their children. If you're in a restaurant and there's some little two-year-old that's running around screaming, you're all looking at the parents going, what in the world are you doing? Do something. Grab that kid. Discipline him. Love does not rule out discipline. In fact, love demonstrates discipline. My dad used to tell me, David, I'm going to discipline you now for lying because when you grow up, if you start lying to your family, to the federal government, to your employer, the consequences are going to be horrible. I need to teach you now that your natural desire not to tell the truth is harmful to you. And that's what we need to understand in our own lives, too. The reason we have laws, well, it's discipline. It holds back the natural selfish tendency to do whatever we want, even at the expense of other people. Again, it's the Christian principle. You know, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor enough to drive safely. Love your neighbor enough to pay your taxes. Love your neighbor enough not to leave your dog poop on his lawn. And when you do, you might get in trouble, and that'll remind you not to do those things.
No kidding. So I was going to go down a different road, but I'm going to be good. And I'm going to be a good boy here. So, you know, we were talking during the break about toxic masculinity. And I wasn't going to go down that road, but then I started to think about how often when I talk about masculinity or the man's role or that kind of stuff, I get some pretty nasty emails, as you can imagine, that, you know, I'm stuck in the 50s, that traditionalism doesn't work anymore. But I said there is a natural order to things. It's natural for me as a male to want to take care of my family, to want to provide for my family, to want to protect my family. That's natural for me. It's in my DNA. It's the way God made it. And I even joke, and I say to people, even if you don't believe in God, it's the way Mother Nature works, because it's the way God set it up. But anyway,
It's really interesting. It's really interesting. You'll always hear dads say to boys, hey, look, be a man. You never hear them say to their daughters, hey, be a woman. You don't hear them say that. Because femininity, that's who they are. And boys are supposed to grow into men. And we want them to be those who are going to lead the way. They're going to climb the mountain. They're going to slay the dragon. They're going to rescue the princess. But down through humanity, it's always, down through the history of life, it's always been that way. We don't say to women, hey, be a woman. Why? Well, because actually femininity comes natural. They are built to want to have a family, to want to have children, to be nurturing. But in our culture, it's hard for a boy to become a man. It always has been. Because that takes a certain amount of drive and a certain amount of training. And now, thanks to Gillette and others, we are downsizing masculinity in America. And it's another thing that we're looking at that's killing us. It's killing us. I was explaining, you know, I was telling you, Joe, that I was on Facebook, and somebody put on a big thing and showed all these guys from World War II with combat helmets on and, you know, their chin straps down and they're dirty and they're kneeling, you know, on a battlefield. And the meme says, you know, nobody worried about our toxic masculinity when we were saving the world from the Nazis. And it's true. There are things that men need to do. Now, they need to do it graciously. They need to do it courageously. They need to do it with hearts that are soft towards the needy, towards their wives, their families. They need to do it correctly, you know, not might for selfishness' sake, but might for righteousness' sake.
Well, I always say the same thing on the show. It's not a dictatorship. It's not you lording over, if you would, standing over, hovering over your wife and kids and being a dictator. That's not what being a man is about, is it?
No, I mean, Ephesians chapter 5 talks about marriage, and it tells men, love your wives as Christ loved the church, and get this, and gave his life for them. So I love my wife by giving my life for her, by, you know, going to work, doing everything a man has to do, so because I love my wife. And then when we have a decision to make, I love my wife enough and so much. She's brilliant. She has insights that I don't have. She has perceptions and sensitivities. And together, we make a great team. I'm the leader. I'm responsible. But I love her, and I give my life for her. Unfortunately, when I lay down my life for her, she gives it back to me, and it's even better than when I left it. So the whole idea that somehow in Christianity we're training boys to be men who dominate, who tyrannize their wives, is not biblical Christianity.
No.
We are to follow Christ's lead and be sacrificial in our life.
Yeah, it is one of those things that goes through me like a red-hot knife when I hear people, and you know, you see it on Facebook and even talk to people who will quote a scripture so far out of context you don't even recognize it anymore.
Exactly.
And it's always
exactly.
about us lording over others. They go, man, you are so wrong. It is not what it's all about. It's a loving and nurturing environment. It's everybody having, I won't say their role, but their place. We all have our place in the church. It's the same thing in a family.
Yep.
We all have our places, and we all have our, quote-unquote, jobs to do. Why has that become so ugly?
Yeah. You know, here's one thing I can't stand. I can't stand when people who don't believe the Bible try to use it against me. You know, they'll say, oh, judge not lest you be judged. And then I'll turn to that passage and say, you know what? That passage talks about the fact that if you're going to judge, you're going to be judged. So take the log out of your own eye before you try and take the speck out of your brother's eye. So if you're an amoral hypocrite, then don't be quoting the Bible against a moral wife of our vice president and be all shocked that she's working at a school that is actually classical Christianity. So don't use the Bible against her when you don't believe it.
Right.
Ticks me off. And once in a while when I get on the radio, I get to say so.
Well, I do it all the time. I love these guys. And matter of fact, I know it's the wrong thing to do, but I'll jump in these rooms and go, really? Do you even have a Bible in your house? Right? I mean,
right.
You have burn marks on your fingers from the last time you grabbed one? That doesn't mean what you just put on there. And then I leave them alone because
yep.
they'll eventually go eat themselves up. It doesn't.
Well, the problem is they do the same thing with the Constitution.
Yes.
They do the same thing with news reports. You know, Pelosi just did it with this judge who is an American, half American Indian lady, and Trump has nominated her to take Kavanaugh's spot on the Court of Appeals. And when she was in college, you probably read about this.
Yep.
She wrote a paper on the fact that when girls get drunk, it makes them more in danger of being date raped. And they're quoting her out of context, saying she's against, you know, she's promoting rape and all this stuff. And you just,
of course.
Here's the thing: liberals think Americans are stupid. We conservatives think Americans are smart. And you know what? Well, I sure hope we're right.
You know. I have daughters, and I have said on the show and taken some heat for it. You know, I told the girls, when you're at a bar, you're at a party, you're doing whatever, you know, there's places I wish you wouldn't go, but I can't be with you. You have to be careful. You have to watch yourself. There are evil people out there, okay? And when you bring alcohol into the picture, it changes everything. And I get, you know, I get beat up on Facebook that I'm, check this out, I'm promoting date rape. I go, really? Those are my daughters. I'm simply telling them that evil exists. You need to watch out for yourself. And they just
right,
can't figure
absolutely.
This out.
Well, you just don't want to lower the odds of evil taking advantage of you by diminishing your ability to see what's right before you. You're diminishing your ability to hold evil at an arm's length. Everybody knows that when you drink, your prohibitions are down. Your inhibitions are down. A lot of people drink because they know, okay, that's going to make me prettier and, you know, easy. And that way I can blame all. So much of it. It doesn't have to be. Okay, we can be people of moral principle even today in this broken world. And that's what we need a lot more of.
When I was a band in high school, we always played the harder songs in the second set because we knew people were pretty drunk and we'd sound great. So anyhow, on that note, always a pleasure to have you on with me, Pastor. Thanks for being with me. HagueThought.com is where they can find out more about you. And thanks for being with me. I do so much appreciate your time. Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. You know, we're going to do a smorgasbord of different stories, but I got to tell you something. There is some. They're talking about taking Laura Ingalls Wilder's name from children's literature because of what she stood for. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.